News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Carbon tax will increase by 6 euro to 36 euro per tonne in this year's budget. That means the cost of petrol, diesel, home heating, oil, etc. are all going to rise. We are joined by Richard Boyd-Barrett, Solidarity People Before Profit, TD for Dunleary, and Oisín Coughlan, Director of Friends of the Earth. Richard Boyd-Barrett, you don't think it's a good thing carbon taxes are going to increase. Tell us why.
Because if we need to take very radical climate action to address the climate crisis, which we absolutely do, an absolute key principle widely accepted by the environmental and climate movement is that there has to be a just transition, that climate action must not be a punishment for the least well-off in our society. In fact, it should be something that should improve the quality of their life. But essentially making the poorest and least well-off pay disproportionately, which is what a carbon tax does, because it impacts on, you know, the cost of fuel, particularly to heat people's homes, often homes which, for example, you know, among less well-off people may be very badly insulated. They may spend a disproportionate amount of their income trying to keep their homes warm, and then they get hammered with a carbon tax. We've asked the government repeatedly, for example, to look at, you know, the amount of people that are actually affected by fuel poverty, and there's been no proper study of that.
Okay.
So it's a regressive punishing tax, which will actually discredit the climate action movement rather
All right.
than...
Okay, we have your take on it. Oisín Coughlan, Director of Friends of the Earth. It's regressive, it's punishing, it hits the poor disproportionately.
Well, I agree with Richard that climate action is more about changing the systems of our energy, transport, buildings, food systems, land use systems, than it is about individual behaviour. And previous governments have put far too much emphasis on individual behaviour, not on what governments can do themselves. We'll have to, this test for this government is to how this carbon tax is embedded in all those other plans that are promised that do address those issues. This particular rise in the carbon tax was announced by the last government, by the outgoing Fine Gael and independent government, with the agreement of Fianna Fáil, the Green Party, the Labour Party and the Social Democrats, on the advice of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, that there be a small increase every year from now to 2030. So the for most people, and I agree with Richard, we have to protect the most vulnerable. For most people, the increases that will be in this budget are relatively small in terms of the impact. It's less than 2 cents on a litre of petrol. It's 2 cents on a litre of diesel. It's 2.5 cents on a bale of briquettes and 12 cents on a bag of coal. So the idea is you'll notice it, but that it won't stop you heating your home. The idea is that there's a steady signal year after year that you don't even know exactly how much it'll be raising, but you know it's going to go up every year. So when you have an opportunity to change your home heating system or to change your car or to change your how you get to work, you choose less polluting options if you can. But that's the signal we get.
Okay.
But it is really important that we protect those who don't have easy access.
Yeah, you've made that point. Richard Boyd-Barrett, 12 cent on a bag of coal. It's hardly worth going to the barricades over that, is it?
Well, that's the strategy of the government, is to sort of very slowly, incrementally bring in what is nonetheless a regressive tax. And it does disproportionately hit the less well off. And I think, you see, it's important to say, when Oisín says people, this increased charge should make people consider the choices. The problem is that the least well off people, often in very badly insulated homes, have no choice whatsoever in many cases about how, for example, their home is insulated. If you're in a council house, for example, you can't insulate your own home. It's completely in the hands of the local authority.
Okay, let's get Oisín Coughlin's take on that. Oisín, a lot of people in that situation have no choice.
I agree with Richard about that, and that's why the other part of this new government's promise is essential. They have said that every cent of the carbon tax increases will go into a special fund to do exactly the sort of thing Richard is talking about, and we would be calling for very strongly, which is targeting supports for those that need it most, for helping people to retrofit their homes, to have access to cleaner air in their homes, warmer homes, lower fuel bills and lower emissions. And indeed, we need to probably need to increase the fuel allowance for those at risk of fuel poverty so that these increases don't hit the most
How vulnerable. About that, Richard Boyd Barrett, that this money will be used for exactly the purpose you're saying, and that if you increase the fuel allowance, well, then that offsets your concerns about the most marginalised being hit.
Well, look, the other report in the papers today is about some sort of electricity, new electricity.
Yeah, but let's deal with that point, though.
No, but this is very important because it shows that even if you do, and of course I'd welcome an increase in fuel allowance, but number one, there's huge numbers of people who suffer fuel poverty who aren't actually covered by the fuel allowance. Secondly, the fuel allowance is still relatively small, doesn't cover the full costs of winter fuel for people. But as we now discover from this electricity charge being proposed, that if the revenue the government it reduces because of reduced use of carbon fuels, then they intend to load on the cost anyway onto electricity charges.
So your position, can I sum it up as a little bit like St. Augustine's, Lord make me chase, but just not yet, Richard Boyd Barrett?
No, what I think is the government should put the horse, if you like, before the cart by investing now in retrofitting people's homes, dramatically increasing the grants available to people to do that, push out a big local authority program of retrofit, so we actually put the infrastructure to allow people to reduce their fuel costs rather than punish them with a regressive tax.
Oisín Cochrane, in a word?
Just renewables in our electricity mix are actually reducing the price of electricity overall, and the government is planning, and we'll be holding them to account for this, really big investments in cycling and walking and in retrofitting and making renewable energy more accessible to communities to be involved in. There was three or four communities in the latest round of government support, so communities beginning to own their own renewable electricity. So we need to hold the government to account on the other promises they're making that will mean
the carbon taxes is
the smallest thing we'll be talking about.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Richard Boyd Barrett, Solidarity People Before Profit TD for Dunleary. Oisín Cochrane, Director of Friends of the Earth. Thanks to both of you for joining.